Hi, thanks for joining me for day two of our weekday meditation. If you missed yesterday, feel free to drop back and listen to day one. One of the things that I shared yesterday and trust will follow on in today is the fact that I genuinely believe that when we have an opportunity and we take the opportunity to be able to walk with God on a daily basis, to be able to rest in His arms and to be able to receive divine direction, we must take that on a daily basis. If God's mercies for us are new each day, His direction is fresh for us every moment. And I really do think that when we can find a moment of quietude and a moment of solitude, and we allow gratitude, and we allow prayer, and we allow a time to listen from God, we have an extraordinary opportunity for that day to walk in peace, to make better choices, and to build better relationships. So thanks for joining me for our weekday meditation, day two. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic, said years and years ago, "All you need are these: certainty of judgment in the present moment, action for the common good in the present moment, and an attitude of gratitude in the present moment for anything that comes your way." Now, if you think about it, what he's really saying is perception, action, and will. This is what we need. But I would argue that this is not the only thing we need. As a matter of fact, I believe without any hesitation, we have one thing that is necessary. Over in Luke's Gospel in chapter 10 and verse 41, it says that the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Martha had an unexpected house guest, the Son of the living God, Jesus, and while she toils over a meal for Jesus and 12 other people, Mary sits with Jesus listening and literally worshiping at His feet. And Jesus responds to Martha's complaint and says, "You know, you are anxious and you are troubled with much serving." And Martha was so focused on doing a good thing that she was missing the best thing. And while the Stoic Marcus Aurelius was right in the sense that we need to have certainty of judgment and we need to have proper perceptions, that we need to have right actions and we need to have a clear will, what we need more than anything is to be able to sit at the feet of Jesus and be fed by Him, directed by Him, loved by Him, forgiven by Him, and to find rest with Him. So today, as you go out and looking for a fresh direction, let's start as we did yesterday by taking a little attention to our posture and where we're at. Let's find a place of solitude. Let's find a place of quietude. Maybe you need to pull off the side of the road or hop off of the treadmill. Maybe you need to close the door to your office or put headphones on. But find a place where you can sit comfortably, even lay down. Allow your shoulders to slump and allow your breath to be like you're walking from one room and you're turning the doorknob and you're walking into God's favorite room and closing the door behind you, where you're leaving the noise and the commotion of this world. And through your breath, you start to open a door, and through your breath, then you close that door, and you've walked into a time that is set aside for nothing more than to let your soul be refreshed by the presence of God. So let's take a few deep breaths now in preparation for that. Ready? Maybe one more. Think of two things right now that you are grateful for, and tell the Lord that you are grateful for those things right now. Here's a question for you. Did you have to overthink that? Did you try and come up with the Jesus answer, where every answer has to sound like God? And I want to encourage you, don't allow this time of meditation to be something that's contrived. Don't allow what you're grateful for to try to sound like a Sunday school lesson. The Lord already knows your heart. This is an action and an activity where you have jumped up into an overstuffed leather chair that is God's favorite chair, and you're sitting with Him, and you're talking with your Creator and Sustainer. You're talking to your Heavenly Father. And so you don't have to create anything. There's nothing you can do to impress Him. And so just tell the Lord what you're grateful for. This morning when I wrote it down, I was grateful for a great day yesterday at church. And I was grateful this morning for the opportunity to sit and write more about Him in preparation for next week. Whatever you're grateful for, it can be something as simple as I'm grateful for the sound of the train that just went by, or I'm grateful for a great night's rest. Whatever that is, it's a big deal. Now take a moment and take a time and just be able to say to the Lord, I want to tell you why I admire you so much, God, that you alone are God. One of the most beautiful things we can always acknowledge is to recognize that even in the Old Testament, when Moses came down with the tablets, you alone are God. When the Lord answered and He said, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things, He could have been talking to us, couldn't He? And what He's really saying is, it's okay to set aside some solitude and set aside quietude and spend time with God. Lord, thank you for who you are. Go ahead. And then, as David once said to the Lord, search my heart, God. Find every wicked way and give Him permission to seek down inside those hidden sins, those sins that are marrow deep inside your soul. And let Him bring those to the top of your mind and let them come out the tip of your tongue with confession. Lord, I'm sorry for these things. Take a moment and do that. Go ahead now. Yeah, and then move on to this next time where maybe you want to bring someone else's need before the Lord today. I know this morning I was praying for a good friend of mine with cancer. I was praying for a good friend of mine with a broken heart. I was praying for my daughter who's got a broken heart and the many challenges in her life. I was praying for one of our other daughters. And I want to tell you what a joy it is. Think of three or four people in your family or friends or who you work with and come to the Lord with something that you know only the Lord could do for them. You could never do for them, but ask the Lord to do what only He can do in their lives. Go ahead. And then as you finish, that comes with kind of a part B. And ask the Lord to place in front of you ways that you could be an encouragement, that you could be a blessing to other people, and ask the Lord to place those people so directly in front of you that you could not miss the purpose for which they are there. Yeah, and then say to the Lord, would you give me courage today to know they're there? And would you give me the courage to act on that I might be in your footsteps and I might be your hands, your feet, your eyes? And then bring whatever needs you have to the Lord, whatever it is that you're dealing with, the meeting that's ahead of you, or the sale of your home, or the relationship that's in trouble, or your child that has need, whatever's going on in your world. Go ahead and have a time where you share with the Lord about what's going on in your world today, right now, what's ahead of you, and let Him give you direction. And then, like yesterday, let's take the hardest part of meditation. I think it's the hardest part for most of us in our Americanized life, where we're all about action and our calendar and how rapidly we can get things done and how very efficient we can be and how we can be productive. I know that's one of my great challenges, is I like to do things, and as a result, I don't often take moments to have quietude, solitude, and allow that quietude to be pierced only by the voice of God. Now, I mentioned this to you yesterday, and you'll hear me say it regularly through our weekday meditations, but I don't know that I've ever heard God's voice audibly, but there have been seasons and times in my life when I have known beyond a shadow of a doubt what he was speaking deep into my soul. And I want to encourage you, don't try to explain it away, and don't try to let your orthodoxies take over or whatever your faith system might be. Simply leave room for God to do what God can do, and that is speak very clearly, very loudly, and very intentionally into your soul. So I want to ask you to take about 45 seconds right now and simply be quiet. And do the hardest part of meditation and listen for the voice of the Lord. Go. So as we wrap up today, just wherever you're at, offer the Lord this little ditty of a song. I realize I can't sing, but I bet many of you can't sing too. So it's okay. It's you and the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Blessed be your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, blessed be your holy name. What a great time of meditation. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 3 of our weekday meditation.